There's no doubt about the dream of being a professional angler, and there's guys out there that have spent a lot of money going out there and trying to search for that dream. And with me today is Pete Horkley. And Pete, you are one of those guys that this year have made a determination that you want to go out and you want to try to be a professional angler.
Yeah, I do, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's go into that a little bit. You know, what were some of the things as a young man and, you know, as a kid, you started thinking, man, this looks like a pretty good sport. Why do you think this is a good sport?
Well, as a kid, I can remember I was real young when I got my first issue of Bassmasters, and then I met Bink DeCero's family, and his dad pretty much got me into some small tournaments on a local level, and it's just, I don't know, from the first time I read a Bassmasters, that's what I wanted to do, so here I am.
Well, you think about Idaho, and that's where you live, is out there in the west part of the country, and Bink DeCero, you know, he's kind of an anomaly. You know, you think about a guy fishing the Elite Series, and he's from Idaho. You know, you might be the second guy. What do you think about that?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. I think I can do it if I get the opportunities.
Well, let's talk about family a little bit. You know, you've got, you know, very supportive family, and are they looking at this thing as maybe a chance for you to really be successful in the sport of bass fishing?
Yeah, they're real excited. You know, I've told them about the different tours and stuff and how the FLW is going to have a series out west, and they're all pretty pumped up for me and hope I get the opportunity to do it this year.
Well, I guess, you know, we need to bring up something I think is very important. You have cerebral palsy, and, you know, a lot of guys, you know, would think, well, that might be something that would restrict you, but you don't even think about it.
Not really. I mean, I've had it my entire life, so I've just learned to deal with it on my own. There's nothing I haven't been able to do. I just do some things a little bit different.
Well, you know, I look at Clay Dyer, who's an inspiration to all of us that fish, and, you know, he doesn't even think about having, you know, the issues that he has. He just goes out there and does his thing and is very, very good at it. So it really doesn't matter much. And, you know, I think bass fishing is one of those places that it's for everybody. It's for young, old, you know, female, male. It doesn't really matter who it's about. And it really gives us an opportunity to really just go after the green guys, go after those bass, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's one thing I love about the sport, because it's a sport that anybody at any level can compete on, and it's you against the fish.
Well, you look back now, okay, you've got this opportunity to fish out west. You're going to try to fish the FLW series and maybe even some tour events if you can get into them, and maybe some strands. What made you decide on FLW versus BASS? Was it availability?
For me, it was location and availability and, I guess, financial, too. I just kind of looked at all those things and weighed the odds, and it seemed like for my location and my financial situation, that FLW would probably be the best place to try and get my foot in the door. I would be more than happy to fish either one, but I think right now that's the best for me.
Well, you know, you're sticking your foot in the water, going to have to travel a little bit. There's a lot of money involved. Talk a little bit about what you're doing to garner sponsorship. What are you doing there?
Oh, I've been working, talking to some people, trying to possibly get a boat wrapped, do some advertising for some people. I work for a pretty large company, and I'm working with them. It's a lot of work, I'll tell you that much. I spent days on end on the computer and on the phone talking to people, but all it takes is talking to the right person, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you got to do that, and, you know, part of the issue is being involved as much as you can. Now, I know you recently signed up as a Bass Fan Army member, and, you know, we've got these member product reviews. We've got a lot of things that we're doing there. We have some regional tournaments maybe next year and some things like that. But you looked at it and you said, hey, I'm going to sign up. You know, it looks like a good program. I can fish locally here and maybe have a chance to fish the Weekend Warrior. But you're also going to be actively involved in the member product reviews. I heard you got a package.
Yes, I did. I got a package just a couple weeks after I'd signed up for the Bass Fan Army. And it is a good deal. You know, they sent me a pretty good amount of a variety of stuff. And the thing I like is it gives a guy like me who's not haven't established a name for myself yet a chance to get a little ink maybe.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, the member product reviews, I know Al Smith's working very diligently on that and trying to get people who want to be, you know, evaluators of product. And most of these products that we're getting are products that maybe aren't even on the shelves yet. You know, there's some things that are new, some things that may be different that you haven't thrown before. And then you do get to do a member product review. You get to give us some details about if you use the baits, what you found out about them, and what were some of the things maybe that made them good or made them bad. And that helps the manufacturers, and they really, I think, will look at that and will be drawn to that.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome. Like I said, give some guys on our level a chance to meet some of those people.
Well, Pete, now after having, you know, a lot of planning and processing going on here in your mind and getting things ready, what's the next step for you? Okay, you've got a tournament coming up in a very short period of time, you know, after the first of the year, whatever. And what are the next steps you're going to be taking to get ready for that?
Well, I'm doing a lot of research. I'm studying on the lakes that we're going to. Luckily, I've been to all of them a couple times, you know, just whether fun fishing or whatever. and just trying to get my finances in order and doing all that, because it's going to be a big leap this year. And I'm really excited about it, though. I think that it's going to be a great series out here.
Well, at the local level, give me some of the things you fished at the local level, too. I forgot to ask you that earlier, but that's very important, too.
We actually have a lot of fishing around here, and we've got a circuit called Superior Bass that I would compare to BFL or something like that. And I've fished it now for probably 4 years as a pro, and then before that, that's where I fished as an amateur. And I've done fairly well there, and then I've fished all the opens we have around here, and I've fished out at Lake Havasu. I fished a Strand series, or actually it was an Everstar series as a co-angler, and I also fished a Bassmasters at the Delta as a co-angler.
So you've got some pretty good experience across a pretty good amount of territory there. It sounds like, you know, you think about Idaho, you don't think about Havasu or maybe even the Delta being very close to you.
They're not super close. Havasu's a drive. It's a long one. It's probably 12 to 13 hours, but we can be to the Delta or Clear Lake in probably 8 or 9 hours, so it's not too bad for us.
Well, talk about bass fishing in Idaho. What do you got there local?
We've got a lot of pools from the Snake River. We've got Brownlee Reservoir. We've got CJ Strike. We've got some awesome largemouth fishing that people don't realize because we're Idaho. We just don't have maybe the size that you see elsewhere. You know, 4 or 5 pounds is a pretty big fish around here. You get into the edge of Oregon here, and we've got a couple pretty big lakes there. Waihee Reservoir's got some big largemouth in it, and we've got some awesome smallmouth fishing. You can go out up here on some days and catch 50 to 100 smallies in a day.
You know, every time I think Idaho, I think of potatoes. I don't know why that is, but I guess that's kind of what one of the main staples out there for crops are, right?
It is, and you're not alone. Whenever we travel, everybody wants to ask if we raise potatoes. and it's not quite as ample potato growing as everybody thinks, but yes, there is a lot that come from Idaho.
Well, the old Idaho potato, you know, we got to get that in there. Maybe that's what you do. You talk to them about maybe sponsored wrapping your boat or putting you on tour, you know, Idaho potatoes. How about it?
Yeah, I've thought about that. That and BSU, because those are the two things people seem to know us for, is our blue turf for football and potatoes. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Pete, I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and look forward to hearing how you do. You know, we're going to kind of stay in contact and let us know on that member product review how that goes for you. And, you know, anything we can do here at Bass Fan Army, we're willing to do that for you and try to help the weekend guy to become a professional. And good luck on living your dream.
All right. Well, I appreciate all your help.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.